Doubtless you've heard the popular American adage, bloom where you are planted. These are meant as words of encouragement, and these days we could all use some encouragement. At the end of spring and start of summer, as we conclude our usual program year, we find neither season quite conforming to our expectations. This Sunday, we're celebrating our very first virtual flower ceremony. We are doing things differently than we have before because extraordinary times have required our collective adaptability, and we have marshaled it. So instead of bringing in blossoms to share from your gardens or trees or bushes, as you have in June in past years, you sent us snapshots of your faces and your flowers. It has been delightful to watch them parade across our computer screens this morning. We were even able to catch a glimpse of bright and beautiful geraniums potted against the backdrop of that craggy Transylvanian mountainside, thanks to the message Reverend Martone sent us. Although we are kept apart, we remain connected, sometimes in amazing and ingenious ways. Such is the power of faith community, ours and others, then and now. Around the globe, Unitarian congregations have been celebrating a certain sort of flower ceremony for nearly a century, but flowers have figured in various kinds of religious instruction for millennia. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told disciples to make a close study of the lilies of the field. The Buddha famously delivered a wordless sermon on a lotus blossom to his students. He held it aloft until one of his students smiled at him. And then the Buddha knew that his message had indeed been received. There is a living model flowers provide that we are meant to appreciate moment to moment. They can pollinate a deeper understanding of our own existences. In 1969, the minister of this church, the Reverend Dr. William Brooks Rice, delivered a wistful address on what was then simply called Flower Sunday. The late 60s were a time of massive civil unrest, as is our own time today. This country was faced with a spiritual reckoning in the aftermath of assassinations and uprisings, as a seemingly endless war waged overseas. Spirits were low, and the national outlook was at best uncertain. Yet the congregation held its flower ceremony, as was its custom, because beauty always exists, even in the midst of colossal ugliness. The sounds we have been hearing have been discordant, the sights we have been seeing have been violent, the words we have been reading have been hateful. All this has been wearying, discouraging, and distracting. In our hearts, we had a dream of love, and in our minds, we had a pattern of community, Dr. Rice told this congregation. But this has been a sorry season of discontent, most difficult for visions. Today is a new day, truly an hour for hope, joy, and gladness. Let us be thankful for the persistence of flowers and open ourselves to their long wisdom. Today, we continue to stay open to just that. Pointing to the seasons all flowers must weather, Dr. Rice observed, often they grow in spite of terrible winters and miserable summers. Strange beauty greets us in unexpected places, as if there is a particular grace that is stronger than our carelessness and indifference, he noted. But when we tend to our gardens with love and care, the reward can be greater than the effort, for flowers and children ever speak to us of wonders and glories yet to be. Those wonders yet to be, we still anticipate ourselves. They include greater justice and peace and universal compassion. Recently, we put out the call for volunteer gardeners to help tend the church grounds, even though our campus remains closed this summer, because such care is part of the pattern of our community and has been for generations. The impressive effort of several teams of volunteers has gotten us through an admittedly challenging year. They also make it possible for us and for our many partners to move ahead into the next one, whatever it might bring. Throughout the current coronavirus crisis, I have been amazed by the dedication of the people here at UU Wellesley Hills. Those spiritual virtues Dr. Rice cataloged over 50 years ago, a particular persistence, a long wisdom, a strong grace, can hold us in especially good stead now. People feel rooted here, and it is that deepest push of roots that helps us all to blossom. The tangle of our roots creates sacred connections that can span the physical distances. As Reverend Trapp maintained, to pass from one person to another and answering yes is the simplest, quietest of sacraments. Our flower ceremony both enacts and affirms that, however its forms might get adapted by our technology. Here are answering yeses, complete with their petals and leaves and stems. One of our members just sent me a copy of the congregational photo we took in our sanctuary last June, right after our 2019 flower ceremony. It's the sort of indoor scene that makes people rather nervous these days, a giant press of people with no one masked. No one's masked, and nearly everyone is smiling. Each has a fresh bloom in hand. We will have moments like that again, but none of us knows exactly when we can do it again. It's hard to live with the uncertainty of that and the reality of all the other unknowns we are confronting. But we need to let our worry about the future not constrict our ability to be present to the wonderful moments we inhabit now. By nature, flowers bloom where they are planted. Their entire purpose is to blossom, and so they do. As humans, we are more accustomed to having diverse aims, making our way, imagining solutions, exploring alternatives. We would never settle for simply vegetating, would we? Probably not. But those lilies of the field, lotus blossoms, and even the lilacs outside our windows do more than speak to us. They preach at us and we attend. They remind us of the necessity of accepting our immediate conditions and flourishing anyhow. Such things can and do happen during times like this. Poet Langston Hughes reminded us, green grasses grow and flowers lift their heads in joy beneath the sky when spring and life are new. May we never lose the newness of our lives and the fullness of our days, whatever they contain. Let us continue to present them to one another like the precious gifts they are, aside from all our own expectations. As we continue blooming in place, we can take in that widest, highest, truest